HealthRadio.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
A number of U.S. states have now legalized marijuana for medical use. However, a new study, published in JAMA has raised questions about the quality of the evidence that supports the drug's effectiveness for treating certain conditions. It hasn't been proven to work for many illnesses that state laws have approved it for, which is a little depressing to me, but they're talking about this is evidence-based science, and according to the first comprehensive analysis of research on its potential benefits, because in all of these years and all of the debates, there hasn't been a real comprehensive analysis, an official sanctioned study. So the strongest evidence for chronic pain and for muscle stiffness in multiple sclerosis, that held up. So it has been approved and or said that it works for these things. But some of the ones that it didn't, kind of what they used moderate effectiveness and they used weaker effectiveness to describe what it would do for these particular conditions. Anxiety, sleep disorder, and Tourette's syndrome were not really, they didn't have the strong proof. They didn't have the strong evidence that they were working for this. Moderate quality evidence is what they were talking about, low or moderate quality evidence. And so I just must say that, again, this is something that is going to need more research. It's something that has great potential. It's not necessarily the complete Band-Aid that OxyContin, Vicodin, Norco, some of those are. So we're going to have to see where this research goes or what this particular study in JAMA, what this means to the legalization of medical marijuana as it's sort of spreading through the nation. Is this going to slow that spread? Is it going to halt it? Are people going to now question the effectiveness? That's something we're going to have to stay tuned to watch for. New research shows that living in a bad neighborhood can accelerate aging. Researchers looked at more than 2,900 people in the Netherlands and found that those living in neighborhoods with high levels of noise, crime, and vandalism were biologically older by 12 years than those of similar chronological age living in other areas. You know, we know that stress ages you. And I would think that when you live in a spot where there's high noise or crime or vandalism, where you're afraid of crime every day, you're afraid of your safety, that that is going to increase your stress levels, your cortisol levels. And that in turn is going to age you. We know that this is true. And that the colleagues in this particular study focused on telomeres. Those are the protective caps on the end of DNA strands on genes. So they were looking at the telomeres, and they naturally shorten with age. But the process can be accelerated by stress, physical and mental stress. So they were looking at the telomeres, and that's those protective caps on the end of DNA strands. So they were really taking the DNA, genetics, and looking at how we age, and that stress, physical and mental stress, accelerated that aging process. It would make sense. We've been hearing about stress for years and the toll that it takes both on our physical self and our physiological self. So I think that it's important to note. And this is an interesting study about bad neighborhoods, but I think it speaks to a much bigger picture of stress and the ways that we can avoid them. So vandalism and crime are going to contribute to stress and possibly shorten your age, shorten your lifespan. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well. We've got a great show coming up.